From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Egypt carried out a second round of airstrikes in eastern Libya today in retaliation for the massacre of 21 Egyptian Christians by the Islamic State militants in Libya. Badr Abdel Atti is Egypt's foreign ministry spokesman.
Egypt conducted some airstrikes on specific targets in Derna, in the eastern part of Libya, and they targeted specifically camps, also training places.
Libyan warplanes joined the strikes. The day-old ceasefire in eastern Ukraine appears to be on the verge of collapse. Pro-Russian separatists and government forces exchanged artillery fire in the town of Debaltseve, where rebels have surrounded Ukrainian troops. The separatists offered Ukrainian fighters safe passage out of Debaltseve if they laid down their arms, but Ukraine promptly rejected that idea and said the city lies within its territory under the truce negotiated last week. Neither the separatists nor the government said they were willing to begin withdrawal of heavy weapons from eastern Ukraine's front lines, as called for by the ceasefire. The Nigerian army says a town in Borno State seized by Boko Haram insurgents last month has been recaptured. The army said on its Twitter feed today that military operations to clear fighters from Manguno and other communities were successful. It said the operation involved airstrikes and led to the capture of a number of insurgents, as well as truckloads of food supplies which were meant for Boko Haram fighters in the town of Baga. This is VOA News. Danish Prime Minister Helle Thorning-Schmidt says there is no indication that the gunman who carried out the recent attacks in Copenhagen was part of a terrorist cell.
This is a young man of 22. He's a Danish citizen, born in Denmark. He was known by the police for several criminal acts, including severe violence. And he was also known to be linked to a criminal gang in Copenhagen.
Authorities have not named the gunman, but several news agencies in Denmark have identified him as Omar Abdel Hamid El Hussein. Greece and its European creditors began a new round of talks today to discuss Greece's request to renegotiate the country's economic bailout program. Expectations for a quick agreement were dashed when Germany, Greece's major creditor, maintained a hardline stand despite France's call for a compromise. Dutch Foreign Minister Jeroen Dijsselbloem is the Eurogroup president.
Yes, there is flexibility in the program, and we are open to discuss replacing measures, but not by taking unilateral actions. A request should come with the commitment not to roll back any measures unless agreed with the institutions and unless fully funded.
German Finance Minister Wolfgang Schäuble says he does not expect a solution to emerge from the meetings in Brussels. Leaders of India and Sri Lanka held wide-ranging talks today aimed at strengthening their strategic relationship, increasing trade, and resolving long-standing disputes between their countries. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Sri Lanka's newly elected president, Maithripala Sirisena, signed an agreement on nuclear safety, which was hailed as an opportunity to improve ties between the two countries. Here's Mr. Modi.
The bilateral agreement on civil nuclear cooperation is yet another demonstration of our mutual trust.
Mr. Modi, the European Union is giving close to $270 million to Zimbabwe. That is the first direct aid to President Robert Mugabe's government since the bloc imposed sanctions in 2002. The three West African countries hardest hit by Ebola have set a target of reducing new cases to zero within 60 days. The office of Guinea's president issued a statement today saying the presidents of Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia made the pledge after closed-door talks in Conakry. The Ebola virus has killed more than 9,000 people in those three countries. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.